And folks, we're back for the final part of the show. We talked a lot about the logistics, the funding, and side of things. We're going to pivot now to the building itself and kind of the future of this project. And joining me back in the studio is the City of Northfield leadership. We've got councilors Brad Ness and Jessica Peterson-White, Northfield City Administrator Ben Mardig, and Public Works Director Dave Bennett. Dave, let's talk about what some of the major items are in this project and what's not kind of includes the project. We talked about to kind of save some costs. I know some things have been cut, some things the Hockey Association is trying to get back in the project with donations. What are some of the big items that are in this that makes it a good facility?
Yeah, thanks, Logan. Good question. So I really, you know, we're moving to a modern facility. So really a lot of the substandard items at the existing arena, we're really correcting them. So we're going to have modern locker rooms. We didn't have high school locker rooms for the girls and the boys program either. So we'll have modern locker rooms, and then we'll have both high school locker rooms. And then we'll also have a locker for the skate school too. So and then really the entry. So we had a really constrained entry. So the entry, our concession area, and just as you enter the facility, you'll have a lot more space really to enjoy. And then a lot of it's ADA upgrades and viewing. So you'll have really good viewing for the ADA. We'll have an elevator inside so you can get up and view, and you can have good viewing of the events that are taking place within the facility. So just a good modern facility, modern restrooms, bathrooms. So one of the challenges now is the players during intermissions have to commingle with the visitors that are trying to use the locker room, and they're trying to get back to listen to their coaches, but they have to share the locker rooms with the spectators that are viewing. So, you know, there'll be bathrooms for the players and for both the youth and the high school. So we won't have that much commingling going on, and it'll provide for really a better experience for both the users of the facility and then those that are spectating and watching the facility. So a couple of the things that we really wanted to have in the project, mm-hmm. so that really had to come off really just due to some of the earlier work with RJM Construction in terms of pricing. They're really on board early to try to make sure that, you know, they're getting pricing from the market to really try to make sure that we're staying on track in terms of budget. So one of the items is precast stadium seating. I think it's really just concrete bleachers. You're not going to a facility with aluminum. So that we actually have to have aluminum bleachers right now. So we have a facility with aluminum bleachers. So one of the alternates is to go back to a precast system. So really that helps with the noise and people running up and down and the viewing and getting rear loading. So that's one of the items. And then a lot of facilities have just like a dry land facility. So where teams are warming up, there's also a place for them to do their running, some weights, some explosion type stuff. So a lot of these things that you're seeing more at newer facilities, for example, like in Lakeville at their main arena, they used to have an Olympic sheet, you know, so a lot of facilities, you know, they're moving away from Olympic. There's not very many Olympics sheets, and, you know, they added that type of facility that was in that space before. So just reutilizing that space. So those are, I think, some of the main items that are be like the alternates that would be going out that we're trying to do additional fundraising for.
And right now there's one sheet planned for this design. It has the ability, though, to potentially, if in the future, if the city wanted to expand to a second sheet of ice, yeah?
Yes, that's correct. So a lot of the refrigeration type stuff is set up to be expanded into the future. So certainly that would be, you know, another cost in the future for to consider, or if, you know, a lot more money came in to maybe to add that. But really, it was a cost thing, and why two sheets are not coming forward at this time.
And I'll put this next question to kind of the whole group. You know, you, Councilor Peterson, what you mentioned, there's an economic benefit to having an ice arena in communities a while back. With, you know, do we know, is there any certain economic benefit to either having a new arena? Does it bring people into a community either to live here or as tourists? Is there any kind of economic wins with a new ice arena? Of course, it's not a tax-paying facility because it's publicly owned, but is there an economic upside to this?
There certainly is. There's an organization that has done research at various sites. I think it's Dakota.
So the U of M. So we referenced a couple of the U of M studies that really looked at the economic impact in areas. So one was up in East Grand Forks, and the other one, it's not coming to me right now, but I could, if it comes to me, I'll let you know. So it really looked at the use of facility, looked at tournaments, it really looked at people coming in. What are they spending for hotels? What are they spending on food? What are they spending on gas and all this stuff? And we took that information and we applied it to Northfield. And really what we found is about $1.5 million annual economic impact to really be in the ice business or mm-hmm. to have ice in a community so annually.
And any of the hockey association people say that's not even close to what they spend when they go to a tournament, say in Brainerd or Duluth. They're thinking that 1.5 million is probably close, should be closer to 3 million. Mm-hmm. Just going with the numbers that they spend as parents of hockey players. So I always say closer to 2.5 million, 2 to 2.5 million, just to fudge a little bit.
I think there's, I mean, I've talked already a bit about the sort of bigger picture of what are the assets the community has and what does that mean for the community's future? I think that, you know, we also, there certainly has been conversation about, I mean, there's been conversation overall in the community about declining enrollment at Northfield Public Schools. And that has to do with demographic shifts and various other challenges. And certainly, you know, we certainly have heard from families to whom hockey is very, very important, who in part choose where they're going to live and choose where they're going to enroll their kids in school because they want a strong hockey program. And, you know, I think that that is an additional factor that we have certainly discussed. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as we're sharing anecdata, Brad, I think I'll also share. I was at an event in Faribault a couple of months ago, and you know, just it was a nonprofit fundraiser, and you know, happened to sit down with, you know, where my husband and I are some of the only Northfielders there, but everybody's talking about hockey, and really hearing that there that a lot of folks are interested in enrolling in Northfields because the hockey program here is really strong, and it just became really clear to me that in order for that to remain so, we need a good facility. So I think that's, you know, those are all parts of what makes a community thrive in the long term, I think, is to have thriving schools, to have activities for youth that keep them busy and happy and active. And this is one of those. It's not the only one in Northfield. There are many, many, many ways that our youth engage in the community and play sports and do other activities. And I think there are a lot of ways that as a community, we support a lot of those. And this is one.
Yeah. And of course, this is a better question for Chris Canelli and kind of the Hockey Association, but the interest is there, obviously, right? How many times has the boys and girls hockey teams been to state and mm-hmm. winning sections in the last 5 years and 10 years even, right? It's quite often, right? Of course, both the boys went to state this year. Did the girls go? I can't remember.
Yes.
The girls, yes. I mean, like, there is an interest at this local level. So, you know, thank you for bringing that up. I think there's also maybe any other comments about economic kind of development from either Ben or Dave? No? All right.
I know I hear quite often that, oh, it's such a small percentage of kids who use this facility, to which I would say, you know, the city provides amenities. Mm-hmm. We build parks. What percentage of the residents use the parks? We built a swimming pool. What percentage of the residents use the swimming pool? You know, We provide things, and it may not be a huge percentage, but the council has said this is important.
Mm-hmm. You know, and on that kind of note too, I think maybe some people are curious, is this, you know, arena only going to be for the high school and for the Hockey Association, right? Like, or is this still going to be a arena that's open to everyone, right? That there'll be open skate times, that the book fair will get to use it and other groups will get to use it, or is this it's the Hockey Association's ice arena, I guess, you know.
Logan, Dave again. No, it's really a community facility, so we'll still have public open skating. Mm-hmm. the hospital book fair. So we'll still have those types of uses that are available and open. Mm-hmm. And hoping, you know, to even expand like some of the dry floor, you know, like the roller skate's been just fabulous in attendance that the school district has been putting on there through community ed, and they've had a lot of great turnout for that. So those types of uses, we're really open to a lot of those ideas.
Mm-hmm. I know the Convention and Visitors Bureau has said, what about a convention? You know, because there is not a convention hall in Northfield. Mm-hmm. And when the ice is out, there's enough space for a smaller convention, but group, and there has been interest from outside groups, you know, asking the chamber, can we do that? And we said, well, we don't have the facility yet.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure we don't miss mentioning Northfield Skating School, which is the figure skating school that many, many, many kids participate in as their first skating experience. Mm-hmm. I know my kids have done that. And is a nationally known figure skating program. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, I think most of us are aware of it because we see that, you know, you can sign your 6-year-old up to learn to skate.
Sure.
But the overall figure skating program at Northfield Skating School is nationally recognized as being a really strong one, and you know, is another really important sport in the community.
Is there any other comments you guys want to kind of address about the ice arena? The future of it, any common questions you hear, or just things that you want to address now?
I think there's two things that come to mind for me on this project that speak to me a little bit, and I think our counselors spoke to some of that, that going into the referendum for the high school, the council made the decision in advance with the commitment, along with the city of Dundas and the school district, a commitment on the new arena. So going into the voters, that was a known issue, that the project that was moving forward, and all three questions posed in, you know, the high school remodel, the athletic indoor facility at the school, and then the sustainability components for the geothermal system to be energy efficient, which, by the way, we've got a lot of those components on the ice arena too, that's going to be tremendously more efficient run from an operating standpoint. To me, it speaks to the community does see the importance of youth and understands that it's a major investment and cost to do that. But I think also understanding that, you know, Northfield's future and strength is really about youth and families and a commitment to education. And as part of that too, you also have to have extracurriculars for kids to do of all different kinds, to different types of amenities for different types of people, to be an attractive community. So that's one thing that I would say that it speaks to me on this project. And then the second one's collaboration. This project was, what, decades in the making, that there have been failed attempts. We ultimately got to the point where the facility needed major investments because the ice system's about to fail. And ultimately came together to say, how do we get this done? We can't get this done just with the city of Northfield carrying the bag on this whole thing. For the Dundas City Council to step up and unanimously support at a similar tax rate, even though it's not in their city limits. We've got other cities saying, how'd you do that? Well, we built relationships with Dundas. We do joint powers with fire, and we've worked through our challenges, and we understand that we have a shared workforce together, and we have a shared school district that we have. So to me, that kind of speaks out too, that this community is, you know, to get that collaborative effort to get people to the table, the private fundraising that came up too, that we've had people writing checks of their own and donating land as part of the project. And they're not able to just fund the entire thing. We've seen that their fundraising goal is working, but they can't afford just to build a new arena. It really takes people coming together. So those are two themes that I think that Northfield and Dundas and our school district and community should be proud of, is the collaborative effort to try and solve a difficult problem. Is everybody happy in the end? Probably not. But I think for the future, if you were going to have this amenity, that's what it was going to take to move it ahead. Mm-hmm.
Any other kind of
If I can quick go publicly ahead, yeah. Thank city staff for putting this whole collaboration together. Mm-hmm. They've done just a superb job, you know, because it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, and city staff, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think as I've mentioned, I didn't necessarily... This project has not been a no-brainer for me from the beginning. It's been a really tough series of decisions, and it's a huge commitment. It's not a small price tag. And we need to go into it with eyes wide open and really aware of the commitment that we're making as a community. I think that I'd like to just speak to folks in the community who might feel unsure about it and say, I think that I understand that it's a big price tag. Mm-hmm. And I believe that it's a really good investment in Northfield's future. I think we've built this project to be the right size, to be the right facility for a wide range of users. We've brought together a pretty amazing public-private partnership, as Administrator Martig mentioned, that is really that's going to lay an incredibly strong foundation for this project. And I think that we really have to think about, what is the future for Northfield that we want to build? I think we hear a lot in Northfield about how this is a really great place to retire. It is a really great place to retire. It's also a really great place to raise kids. Mm-hmm. We need happy, healthy, active members of the community across the whole demographic range. And that includes kids as well as retirees and everybody in between. And I think that investing in this facility is one way we can help ensure that that is our future.
Oh, wonderful. Any last comments from you, Dave? No? Ben? Oh, I guess you already shared it. Never mind. Well, thank you all so much for joining me today. I appreciate taking the time out of your busy schedules. I know it was a Herculean task to disc all together in one room, but I appreciate it. And thanks for answering all the great questions. Of course, folks, we'll keep you posted with any, future news stories about this. You'll hear in our newscasts and through interviews about, the construction and going forward steps with this ice arena. So you can find all of those, of course, on our website, kymnradio.net, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Did you have one last comment?
I just want to say thank you to you for covering this and for asking us great questions and really giving the public a chance to learn about this topic in depth.
Thanks, Logan.
Thanks, Logan.
You've been listening to a KYMN news special about the Northfield Ice Arena in depth. You can find more information about this by going to our website, kymnradio.net, where you can find all of the documents about this project, or by searching in your podcast episode description. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day.